Yes, good morning. Welcome to our lecture. Now, I am Mark's energy personnel. Each of you has an energy personnel. Each of you has a constellation of guides, non-physical beings who are watching over you in this time frame of yours, which you think of as your life, your current existence. They have watched over you and guided you and participated in various permutations of living in many, many lifetimes, past, present, and future, as we describe it. Now, often, as is the case with Mark and I, the energy personality is the most well-known of your guides, the one that steps to the front and speaks, as it were. But it is up to you, as the, shall we say, subject in quotes, to, as Mark puts it, on occasion, do the footwork here, to make that gesture, to ask for the relationship. And you do this with your thoughts, like you do everything else. You create the context, another word we enjoy, for this relationship to be founded and developed. You might speak of this context as the divine, embodying the divine. Words like divine and spirituality scare you. I would suggest that you think of this fear as a possible lesson for you in this lifetime. And further, that moving beyond this fear into an acceptance of the divine as a very necessary aspect in your physical existence. It is the basis of your physical existence, after all. To possibly move into an acceptance of these words, these concepts. So that the further along you go in your understanding and acceptance of the other side, as it were, the metaphysical, the more opportunities for meeting your non-physical friends and family. So that one day you will wake up, in a sense, from your slumber and have the reunion that we speak of in our new books. The reunion with your higher self. Now we shall address the question of Judy on the Seth group. And she is responding to another statement made by Elise, in which they talk about the difficulties in speaking of matter spiritual or psychic with some members of what we are calling their soul family. Now, you are each a member of a soul family. Now, those of you who are listening to these words may in all probability be on a path of self-realization, your soul evolution is indeed initiated and you're moving forward. But that does not mean that everyone in your soul family is also moving forward in their soul evolution. Each of the members of this divine family are in a different stage of development. And I remarked to Mark earlier today, think of how boring it would be if you were all at the same stage of development, spiritually, intellectually, and otherwise. So these differences create different contexts, different permutations of expression and physical reality for you to experience. So that it is indeed interesting, so that it is indeed dramatic, these experiences you have with your soul family. I also remarked to Mark earlier today that often he has a tendency to forget that his neighbors, in a physical sense, meaning the people who live in houses around him, may be members of his soul family. Indeed, often, this is the case with many of you, I would presume, you are confronted with the actions of neighbors, either physical neighbors, those who own homes next to you, or perhaps neighbors at work in adjoining offices, who cause you anguish. They challenge you in different ways. These may indeed be members of your soul family, and you are engaged in learning your lessons with these family members. So I encourage you to possibly make a game out of it and see if you can guess who is a member of your soul family. If people in your environment trigger emotional responses from you that are beyond what you might call a normal response, they are testing you. In a sense, these may be members of your soul family. Now, on to other topics. We did have a meditation on your election day, a meditation on what we are calling the changing of the guard. And as we suggested, you did indeed have a transformation in your political arena. Many positions were taken over by a more progressive wing of your politicians. And yet, this was simply a changing of the guard. Your guardians are of a different sort, but your leaders, might I suggest, remain the visionaries among you. We have spoken of this in other lectures. The true visionary leads by example. The true visionary has visions. The true visionary sees what will occur in your future, in your time frame, and feels a need to tell others about what they have seen. So you who are having your visions, you who are using your inner senses to perceive hidden agendas so that you may act appropriately in your behaviors with others, are leading by example. Your agenda is one of transforming any negative emotions you may be feeling into their divine counterparts. We have spoken of this many times in the new material, transforming fear and anger into courage and loving understanding. This is the task at hand for you. This is how you lead by example. Now, Mark mentioned that we are currently seeking out sponsorships in various parts of the U.S. and in Europe so that we may take these lectures of ours into your communities. Indeed, I see this project expanding so that those interested, the readers of the new material and the old material, may experience firsthand this channeling process here. And so, interested parties may tune in to this divine information in a more direct fashion. I have expressed to Mark the possibility in the past that even at our peak of popularity in the coming few years, our books will be available in less than 100 outlets around your earth. So that I'm encouraging Mark to take the message to the people, in a sense. As I said, directly speaking in small groups, in larger groups, and then in very large groups. Over time, I see this as occurring over the course of the next 2 years. Also, as we have discussed, your year 2007 will be a watershed year for you. The forces, what we are calling the negative entities, are still paramount in the consensus world reality. Now, your changing of the guard that occurred on your election day exists as a positive reality in a probable world. It is not yet created in the physical world. Now, there is much talk of the positive changes to come. But might I remind you that it is you, the people, who have created this new agenda with your thoughts and also, we must say, with your behaviors. But remember also that it is on the subtle levels in your imagination that you first create this reality of yours. So that you must be resilient, and you must be, another word that Mark loves, proactive. keeping a positive thought. Expressing loving energy and understanding to your leaders. Leading by example, as a visionary would, by creating positive emotions out of the negatives. Now, might I say that this is especially a fruitful endeavor for you over the next several months. The world is watching you, in a sense. The world is questioning the sincerity of the American people and their leaders. So once again, you are on the scale, and the consensus manifestation could go either way. It is up to you, really, to... Mark is searching for the phrase. Put in your 2 cents worth. It may indeed be your addition to the consensus. World reality, the consensus creation that tips the scale in favor of the positive manifestation. Now in the new book that Mark and I are completing, we talk of the difficulty in humanity's creation of a unity of consciousness dimension. Creating another word, much like context for the fourth dimensional shift with the negative reality creation agendas of your leaders in the U.S. Now that is rapidly changing, as I said. So much so that the unity of consciousness dimension may be perceived by some of you, not only those who are listening, as I have said, on the physical phone, but those who are receiving this communication on what we're calling the telepathic network. Again, you may be awakening and, more than just the physical sense. You may be awakening in the metaphysical sense as you wake up from your sleep and notice that there is a positive aspect that was not there in your mental environment earlier. I would encourage you to go with it, to go with the flow. When you experience a change in your personal reality field that is giving you pleasure, that is a pleasant addition to a perhaps otherwise mundane existence, that you encourage the creation of these different reality constructs. And you do this with your intention in the moment when you're experiencing these positive changes. Continue with the loving understanding, really, by putting your intention within it, in a sense, embodying the loving understanding that you are experiencing in your environment. So do you see how when you awaken often from sleep, particularly lately, you do not have the time to resort to the, Mark is searching for the word, default status quo reality creation agendas that you resorted to perhaps just the day before. You were waking up, and this is how it worked for you. One moment point at a time. Until you are living within that spacious moment, as we call it, of loving understanding, of courage. Garnering your resources. Mark is searching for the words to describe this. Within your current moment point. Creating within the eternal moment of loving understanding. So that you are... to use another metaphor we are using, placing one moment point of loving understanding and courage in front of another until you have created a positive future for yourself. It is a cozy existence, living within a spacious moment that is characterized by a sense of loving compassion for yourself and your fellows, and by a newfound ability to speak your mind. We're calling it courage. Can also be referred to as faith by those of you who are spiritually minded. So you are having the courage to perhaps make known your desires on all levels. What type of changes would you like to make in your personal reality field? What type of changes would you like to see being made on the other levels of your society, within your city or country or the consensus world reality? It does take courage to address the great challenges that you are faced with. on your earth at this time, and yet that is the reason you are here now in this time frame. I will end this with my declaration. I often remind you of the fact that you are a member of Seth Entity. You are a Seth Entity, human counterpart. There are millions of you on Earth at this time. I encourage you to engage. Come out of the closet, as it were. Use your skills and conscious co-creation to create the new world that exists now in probability, but is in a sense yearning to be manifest on a grand scale. Good afternoon.